I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Biologists are starting to augment eyes in the forest with eyes in the sky. That's because satellite imagery is having a growing role in a field long dominated by on-the-ground observation. Let's be clear, the brave biologist trekking through a rainforest with binoculars and a cool hat isn't going to go away anytime soon. On-the-ground observations are still really important. But Walter Yetz, an associate professor at Yale University, says what's growing in significance lately are notes gathered at a much higher level, with satellites.
It's been really not sufficiently appreciated how an amazing a role they can indeed play. You know, these satellites were put up in space for often very different reasons.
To look at seawater conditions or improve weather predictions. Not necessarily things an ecologist like Yetz, who studies global biodiversity and habitat, would be interested in. But when combined with field observations, Yetz says satellite data is powerful. Recently, he and co-author Adam Wilson looked at clouds, examining 15 years of cloud cover, and pairing it up with on-the-ground observations of plants and animals. From there, he was able to fine-tune maps of cloud-covered rainforest and other humid spots, which can be costly and dangerous for ecologists to access.
And the exciting thing here, I should add, is that not only are we able to delineate this habitat in greater detail, and thereby able to assess, okay, how threatened is it in certain places, but we are also able, going forward, to monitor how that habitat is doing.
Yetz says he hopes more and more scientists and science agencies appreciate how satellites can serve ecology and conservation. He hopes biology students keep embracing new technology like camera traps and acoustic sensors to learn more about the natural world, and that training in new technology will get more incorporated into school programs. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.